The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the door of the house where the disciples had gathered was locked because they were afraid of the religious leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And then he showed them his hands and his side. And then the disciples were overjoyed at seeing the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you." And then he breathed on them. And he said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. As the Father sent me, so I am sending you. And if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. But if you retain them, they are retained." Now Thomas, he was one of the 12. He was called the twin. He was not there when Jesus appeared, and so the disciples said to him, "We've seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I put my finger in the marks of the nails of his hands and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, the disciples were again in the house, and although the door was shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And then he went to Thomas and he said, "Take your finger and put it here and see my hands. And reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." And then Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." But Jesus said to him, "Do you believe because you've seen? Blessed are those who believe without seeing." Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, and they are not written in this book. But these things are written so that you might believe in the Son of God, and through believing in him, you might have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. I would like to invite the young people to join Georgina. She's going to be in the pink chairs with a story about Thomas and the disciples. And I think the story is Night Song, is that right? And Night Song about the bats, I think. Yeah. I have a lot of love-hate relationships. I hope I'm not the only one that has love-hate relationships. One of the things that I have a love-hate relationship with is people telling me about the awesome places that they've traveled. I think you can understand this one perfectly fine. Like, I love to hear about the world, and I love to hear about the world's people, and I love to hear about people's experiences. I absolutely love that. And what I hate is hearing about places that I want to go when I don't have the time and the money to go there. So I hate that because now I have this really long list of places that I want to see and people that I want to meet, and I know I'm never going to get to all of that. But there's something I hate even worse than that about traveling. I hate it when people share to me about a place that they've been and they've had an awesome experience, and it's a place that I've been and I have not had an awesome experience. I hate that. That was the case for me when my friend was telling me about going to the Grand Canyon. I had been to the Grand Canyon many, many times. See, my family traveled to all the national parks in the Southwest. We've been to the Grand Canyon lots of times. I've stood on the rim of that canyon at sunrise, in the midday, at sunset, when it's cold, when it's hot. I've seen the Grand Canyon. But I had this friend who talks to me about the Grand Canyon like Well, like it's the only wonder left in the world. You know, like it's just awesome. And my friend would talk about the colors in the canyon, like every color of the rainbow, and how the wind moves in the canyon and the critters in the canyon. And I'm like, yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I feel like I missed something. And so I think I can relate to Thomas. Can you imagine coming back to the room of your friends and they tell you, we've seen the Lord? He must have been thinking, yeah, I've seen him too. No, but we've seen the Lord. Yeah, I've seen him too. No, we saw him today. Right. Can you imagine Thomas's life? Because the scripture said it was a week later when they were in the room. Now, I'm just picturing those 7 days. We've seen the Lord. No, really, Thomas, we've seen the Lord. Right. Can you imagine the razzing, the convincing, the cajoling, the conversations, the recounting, the shaking of the shoulders? We've seen the Lord. I imagine that by the time Saturday came, Thomas had a love-hate relationship with his friends. My friend said to me, well, you got to come hiking in the canyon with me. And it's not just any old hike, it's a backpacking trip. Now, I'd never been backpacking. My friend assured me it was going to be an easy trip. An easy trip in the middle of July, 4 days, 3,200 feet of cumulative climbing, and I believed him. So we got to the canyon and started hiking. Now, on the north rim of the canyon, there's a forest. You can't see the canyon when you get out of the car. You can only see trees. So we started walking, and I have to tell you, this is the hardest journey I've ever been on my life, and I did not know how I was going to make it 2 hours, let alone 4 days. So I put my head down and started walking, and after we'd been walking for about 2.5 hours or so, my friend said to me, Laura, look up. And I didn't. Like, I was into the groove now, and I just wanted to get to the destination and keep going. My friend said, no, look up. Really, look up. And when I looked up, the Grand Canyon was all around me, as high as I could see, as far down below, to the left and to the right, and every color of the rainbow. Not just purple, but blue-violet, and blue, and purple, and red-violet, and magenta, and orange, and sunset orange, and all those 64 colors of the Crayola box with the weird names. Now, I had been to the Grand Canyon many, many times, but I had never seen that. And my response was something like this. And my thought was, how could anyone see this and think there's no God? I beheld the glory of God. It was a week later. Thomas was in the room with his friends. He'd seen the Lord many times. His friends were telling him, no, we saw him here in this room. He was here in this room. I imagine the same conversations were taking place. Yeah, I've seen him too. No, we saw him here, resurrected, alive, full of light and hope and glory. Right. But Jesus came again and went right to Thomas and said, it's me. Look at my hands. Stick your hand in my side. Don't doubt but believe. It's really me. And Thomas said, my Lord and my God. Some of us have seen the Lord resurrected in his light, in his glory. I have. I can't shut up about it. But some of us haven't. I'm sorry for what I put you through. The prattling on and the convincing and the cajoling and the talking. I've seen him. Because I know it's too easy to think, right, sure you have. Followed up very quickly with, what about me? Why doesn't he come for me? Why doesn't he show himself to me? He does. I've seen him in this room. I've seen him in word and sacrament and heard him in music. I've seen him in the stories of our life, in our journey together. I've seen him. He's alive. What is there for us to do when we don't see him? When we don't hear him? When he doesn't show his hands and his side to us? I think we do have something to do. And I think you have to do what I did with my friend. You got to go with someone who knows the way. You have to put yourself in the place where Jesus shows himself. And like Thomas, you have to do it day after day after day after day after day after day after day until Jesus shows himself to you. Because see, our lives aren't just about seeing Jesus. Our lives are about who we are while we're waiting for him to show himself. See, I think Thomas had way more faith than I had. Because if my friends kept on me the way his friends kept on him, I wouldn't have been in that room. But Thomas kept coming to the room. Keep coming to the room. Keep coming to the font. Keep coming to the table. Keep coming to Thursday night choir practice, rehearsal, learning. Keep coming to BLAST. Keep coming to Bible study. Keep putting yourself in the pew. Because when we do those things, waiting for Jesus to show himself, we discover something. We are resurrection people. We are people on the way, trusting in the one who shows himself whenever he chooses. And we live like today is the day. We live like the kingdom he promised is now. We live like the things he said and the things he taught transform us now and change the world for the life of people everywhere. And the really miraculous thing is that when we live that way, we go out in the world and people see the resurrected Lord in us. They see Jesus in us when we can't see him in ourselves. We become his light, his hope, his teaching, his peace out there. You know, when you see him really is when someone out there tells you the difference you've made for them. My Lord and my God, you've been here the whole time. The whole time. Grace and peace and love and hope and light be unto you. God, give you eyes to see, ears to hear his life in the world, all around you, within you, about you, caused by you, caused through you. In the name of the one who shows himself when he will. For our sake and for the sake of the world, forever and ever. Amen.